hello. This is Carlotta Waldman. Not only have I had difficulty dialing into the show tonight, but for some reason the buttons aren't showing so that I can play my intro. Oh, here they come. Everything is just taking 10 minutes. Well, praise the Lord. I'm here. Let's begin now.
Crosswalk Talk Radio is a production of Crosswalk Life, Inc. Join Carlotta Waldman for a prophetic worldview, end times news, and live prophetic ministry.
Declare it with me. This is the year of release, of favor, a jubilee year. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on us because the Lord has anointed us to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release the prisoners from darkness, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. We say Jesus Christ is King of Kings. Jehovah God loves us with a perfect love and casts out all our fears. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to equip us. We are your ambassadors. We're your end times witnesses, complete in Christ, lacking nothing. We're Jehovah God's voice, His love, His power to others, and we release Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, to live through us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. He overcomes all of our obstacles, amen. I could not get the laptop going tonight. I guess it needs a tune-up. Maybe I'll get one for Christmas. It might mean I'd have to be off the air a couple weeks, but oh man, this is a close one. It's now 14 after. I am so sorry, guys, but we're here. Amen. We're here, and I know that many, 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 many of you will be blessed by the testimony we're going to hear tonight. I am so blessed to have Terry and Freddie Williams with us. Now, Terry is a retired attorney. By the way, in all the fluster and buster, I don't have even his intro in front of me now because I had to close everything down several times. But I met Terry and Freddie some time ago, years ago, and then we really got to rekindle our friendship at a home group of my best friend in Tallahassee starting about February of 2013, I think. And we have shared some very close times, fireworks in the Lord. I mean, wonderful times in prayer. And during that time, Terry looked fine. I thought he looked fine the whole time he was sick, but he looked fine. You would have never known. And then suddenly had a problem with his health. And then suddenly they found out worse things. I'm going to let him share with you tonight. He's a retired attorney, and they both have been involved in many ways in Tallahassee, Florida, which we call the high place of the whole nation. That's not a good thing to be the high place of the nation. Both of them have had many endeavors. They've had two sons, and if you know the background of this testimony, is that one of their sons passed away from leukemia at a young age after many hours and, agonizing prayer and everything. They lost him. And then, you know, during, was it 2013, I think, we found out that Terry was sick too. But I'd like to just go ahead and introduce you. Welcome to the program, Terry.
Hello, Carlotta. How are you tonight?
Well,
you hear me?
A real test. I'm not. Yes, I hear you. Fantastic.
Yes.
We've had a real test tonight. I'm glad you hung in there. And is
Freddie? Well, we hung
tonight?
In there, and we're on. Yes.
Yes.
Freddie's right here with me. Yes.
All right. Hi, Freddie.
I couldn't do without her.
Hi, Carlotta.
Hi there. Well, we had a fantastic home group there in Tallahassee, and we just prayed about everything, but what we didn't know is that Terry would wind up finding out that he was sick. Where would you like to start, Terry? I don't even have our script in front of me. Everything got
all right.
Shut down.
Well, we can just let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us. Almost 2.5 years ago, in July of 2014, I was working out in the yard and getting some limbs and branches off the grass, and I suddenly started panting very heavily and had severe shortness of breath and had to stop all my work and give it up and came inside. And I didn't go to the doctor immediately, but the next day or two, I went to my primary physician, and he checked me over with his stethoscope and heard something very troubling. He told me I needed to go to the emergency room immediately. So we shortly went to the emergency room here in Tallahassee, and like most emergency rooms, you had to wait a long time. And but they eventually admitted me, did a battery of tests, including x-rays and MRIs and special blood tests. And after a couple of days, a lung specialist came in and gave me some bad news that they had found tumorous cancers on the outside of my right lung, which was kind of a, you know, very devastating news. Yeah. And they also removed about a gallon of fluid outside my right lung. One of the medical assistants said that it was a miracle that the lung had not been crushed. So I was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, and I went for a CAT scan about a week later. And lo and behold, they found another unrelated cancer in my right kidney. So that was a double whammy. Mm. And we at that time, we had a lot of people praying for us. And at the advice of an oncologist here in Tallahassee, we went down to Shands Cancer Center in Gainesville and had a PET scan. And a PET scan is the most advanced medical, you know, diagnostic test for lung cancer. And the next day I got a call from the Shands oncologist, and he told me he had bad news, that he had examined the results and that the I had stage 4 lung cancer. And you know, stage 4 lung cancer is the most aggressive of all lung cancers and is often fatal. Then he delivers even more crushing news. He said that the results of the CAT scan showed that the stage 4 lung cancer, PET scan showed that the stage 4 lung cancer had metastasized and had moved to other parts of my body. And that was almost like a medical death sentence.
Right.
And at that point, I felt like I had entered the valley of the shadow of death. It was a grim moment in my life.
Now, Terry, from the first day when you had to stop your yard work until you found out all that, how many days was it in between?
Roughly. Well, it was a serious thing. I was in Tallahassee Memorial Hospital for 3 or 4 days, and then I had a subsequent CAT scan several days later. It was probably several weeks later when I went down to Shands Cancer Center and had the PET scan. So it was 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes, because I remember in between that time we were all praying, and we were hoping, you know, we were going to get a good report. We didn't expect all.
Yes, we all were. But the good report didn't come at that time. So after the Shands oncologist gave me his really bad news, he urged me to come down immediately and start a regimen of chemotherapy. And so we left Gainesville and came back to Tallahassee, and we did a lot of meditating and praying, and had people praying for us, and we were just seeking the, you know, the leading of the Holy Spirit about what to do next. I'd like right now to have Freddie share what, you know, she went through all this process with me. She was always right by my side. And without her and the Lord Jesus, I couldn't have made it. I'd like for her just to share her impression of how she felt and processed all these life-threatening diagnoses. Freddie, you want to say something?
Okay. As I'm thinking back about this,
what I would probably like to get across is, I don't know how Terry felt about it, but for some reason I had this assurance of not panicking, not getting fearful, fighting fear, and just trying to walk in a place of peace in the midst of this, because in the natural, it didn't look very, very good. But right. Having gone, you know, as Terry said, or I think you said, having gone through what we did with our older son years prior, and seeing, you know, what the ups and the downs of being in the hospital and seeing the test results of the ups and the downs, we didn't necessarily want to go the way of chemotherapy at that time. And so we just kept stalling. But what's interesting is when Terry was in the hospital, when they were trying to figure out exactly what was going on and had come up with some conclusions, one morning as I was waking up, I said to the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, I need a word from you. I need something that I can hang on to, that I can, you know, that will just keep me steady. And I heard two words. I heard, only believe. Mm-hmm. And I knew that that was in the Bible. And so I went and searched it out and found it, the story of Jairus, when he came to Jesus, asking Jesus to come heal his daughter. And on the way, they were interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. And as they progressed after that, a messenger came from Jairus' house and said, don't bother the master, your daughter has died. There's nothing you can do about it. And Jesus had said to Jairus, the father of the daughter who had died, Jesus said, only believe. And I grabbed hold of those two words and I hung on.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to throw in a comment too. The host of our home group is a nurse, my lifelong best friend, and I'm a nurse. And so I'm watching all this. And of course, I'm thinking, like many of you listeners, you know, what would you do if you had been told you had stage 4 lung cancer, as well as cancer in other places, both sides of your body? What would you do? And I remember Terry and Freddie asking me something about that. And I said, well, I try not to give any advice. This is a very personal issue between you and the Lord. You have to hear from the Lord what's right in your
absolute
case. No condemnation. No condemnation for you or anybody that's listening now. I said, but, you know, whichever way you decide to go, whether you go totally the medical route and do whatever they tell you to do, whether you don't, I will support you all the way, because
right.
I have seen God work. I have seen God work, and I will support you. And so every week I was just waiting, you know, to hear, you know, what's next, you know. And so what did happen?
That's right.
Next?
Well, you're so right about that, Carlotta. Whatever we say, we don't want to influence anybody's decision if they're in a similar situation, because it's a personal thing and it's between you and the Lord. But I will say that fight for peace, you know, fight for being, not being in fear. You know, Jesus said, the Bible says, fear not. I'm told there's about 352 times it says, fear not. I'm not sure that that's the right number, but if that's the case, there is one for each day of the year. So that must be very important to God, you know, that we not get into a state of fear, you know. But absolutely, what's so interesting, it's I would say it was almost as if we were stalling in making a decision. You know, people would say, have you made a decision? Have you made a decision? And, we weren't trying to be ornery or anything like that, but we just had not, you know, Terry and I, and I was, and I tried, I was trying to hold on and be quiet. So he, because it was his, I felt that it was his decision, but yes. He told me, he says, you know, we are one, so it was our decision. Here.
Amen.
Yes, Carla, I knew though right up to, at the front that God was in it, because when that Shan's oncologist told me that my stage 4 lung cancer had spread to other parts of my body, you know, that should have brought terror even to the bravest of us. But yeah. I didn't crumble. I just, you know, it was like it was a surreal moment. It kind of bounced off of me. And so I never was in terror over this life-threatening diagnosis. And one of the reasons that I really didn't decide on the chemo was that the oncologist said, well, we asked him, well, we want to be healed. Will this heal us? He says, no. He said, you can't, he basically says, you won't be healed. We'll try to contain and manage your cancer. Well, I didn't want my cancer to be contained or managed. I wanted my cancer to be healed. So amen. That didn't, you know, his description of what was going to happen with chemo didn't really thrill me. And we came back, and I really, after all the meditation and prayer, I never got the green light to go back down to Shan's Cancer Center for the chemo. And it's now almost 2.5 years out. I've had absolutely no pain or discomfort during this 2.5 years. I have no pain, soreness, or swelling. I have no shortness of breath. I sleep well. I work hard. And for a guy like me who's about 77 years old, that's not a bad syndrome, is it?
Right. And I would look at you and I would think, well, if he's not having any symptoms, you know,
yeah.
Whose report are you going to believe?
But there was a lot of pressure from family and friends to have, you know, go down to have chemo or go do something. In fact, one day, we were out walking, one of our neighborhood said, well, have you made a decision? And I finally got, I was a little frustrated. I said, yeah, I have. I'm healed. That's my decision. So,
okay.
So he said, okay. That was a good decision.
Okay, well,
so,
what did God impress upon you to do? Did he talk to you about your diet or, you know, any other remedies?
Yes, he did. What we've learned through our research is that cancer is a symptom of a deficient immune system, because apparently we all have cancer cells. I didn't know that until this process. Everybody that alive has some cancer cells. But a healthy immune system, you know, takes care of it. And for some reason, my immune system was not healthy enough to deal with this attack of cancer. So we have changed our diet radically in the last 2 years. And I have lost about 25 pounds. So there are some good side effects.
And so what,
yes.
What kind of diet does help your immune system?
Well, we are off sugar. No, main thing is we're off of sugar. We've learned that cancer loves sugar. Yeah. In fact, you know, the PET scan that they use to find out about cancer, they inject radioactive sugar solution into your body. And it goes to the cancer cell. So that should tell you something right there. So no sugar. We've very little red meat anymore. No shellfish.
No pork.
No dairy milk. Very little wheat. It's a pretty radical diet.
So it's mostly fruit and vegetables and...
It's a lot of salads. Yeah, let Freddie. She has been my dietitian.
One of the in doing research, one of the
things of information that I came across was something called the Budwig diet, B-U-D-W-I-G. Johanna Budwig was a researcher who lived in Germany. She was a German researcher, and she's no longer living. This was, what, 100, 150 years ago, something like that. Anyway, she came up with this diet, and one of the main items in the diet would be flax oil and flax seed. But anybody that's interested can go on the internet and look up the Budwig diet, and there's a lot of information about it. In fact, there's a lot of information on the internet about cancer and you know, the ways to eat. But I know some of the things that we found out was juicing, the Budwig diet, eating fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, is better for you than cooked, because when you cook these things, cook vegetables, some of the enzymes are killed. So that's another thing we found out. Not to use the microwave, because again, it destroys, it alters the enzymes in your foods. Those are just some of the ways that we changed our eating habits.
I hear you. I know a lot of people have talked about the Hallelujah diet, but I had never asked you specifically what you did. And we're all so interested because we all need a healthy immune system. Did your prayer life change? Would you have any input into that?
Prayer life, here.
Not really. We had a supernatural assurance, you know, that God was in this, and so we just continued along, you know, with our walk with the Lord. We didn't do anything radical as far as, you know, our prayer life. We just continued in our belief. Yeah, we did. We were more faithful about communion. We began to take communion here at home.
Pretty much every day.
In fact, we took communion before we had for tonight. You know, there's healing in the communion.
Amen.
So that's what a lot of Christians don't understand about the healing power of communion when it's taken, you know, with the understanding, you know, of what the Lord did for us on the cross of Calvary. He bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. Excuse me. And by his stripes we are healed. It's a done deal. He said it is finished on the cross. So that healing is available to all of us who reach out in faith.
Amen. A lot of people have a lot of confidence in declaring scriptures too. Was that part of what the Lord had you doing, or how did it go for you?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I have a folder right here about healing scriptures. One of the things that really shaped my process was I was at the hospital getting an X-ray, and there was away in the waiting room. There was a black lady there reading some scriptures. And I asked her what she was reading, and she says Psalms 118:17. And I says, well, would you read it to me? And Psalms 118:17 says, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare what the Lord has done. Woo-hoo. And boy, I took that, it hit right in my heart, in my spirit. It was like the Holy Spirit saying, that is your scripture. And I have hung on to that scripture for 2.5 years. That, you know, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare what the Lord has done. And that's what I'm doing here tonight with you. I'm declaring what the Lord has done in my life. He has healed me. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So that's a powerful scripture for anybody out there who is under attack. It's Psalms 118:17. And I would love to just share that scripture with them.
Well, people will be hearing this testimony in the archives for months and years to come, so no telling how many people will be encouraged by that. But it's very, very important what comes out of our own lips. We prescribe our own
future. Amen.
We prescribe our health. And you just made that emphatic statement that I shall not die, but I'll live. And we will declare the glory and the wondrous works of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And so it was taking God at his word, declaring his word, continuing the prayer life, continuing the communion. And I like how it's not just, we're not talking about some kind of a gimmick here. We're talking about a lifestyle of abiding in Christ.
Amen.
And believing his word. His word.
Yeah.
And
it's important that also that we did some things. We did have a radical change of diet because, you know, some people get healed of cancer, and if their immune system is still weak, the cancer comes back. So we wanted to do everything we could, you know, to improve our immune system. And we've been very, you know, diligent about that. And we believe that's part of the process.
Amen.
Amen.
Stewardship is important for all of us. It's better to be good stewards all along the way. And I have a weakness for sugar, so I needed to hear this tonight. I needed to hear it. But I do like raw fruits and vegetables. We eat mostly turkey and maybe a wild salmon, you know, not so much red meat and that kind of thing. But I love fruit and vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Well, you know, the eating those shellfish and pork, that's also biblical, you know.
Right.
Part of the Levitical diet, I believe.
But it was a sacrifice for you.
Yeah. I'm a Southern boy, and I was raised on pork, so it was a change of lifestyle. But, you know, I still go to
thing the... That I think, another thing that I think of a strength for you, and both you and Terry and Freddie, is the wanting God's peace and wanting peace between the two of you, peace in your home, that has a lot
Amen.
To do with it, because strife
Amen.
Can really weaken your immune system.
I tell you, I had two rocks in this process. One of them was the Lord Jesus, and the other one was Freddie. Without both of them, I don't know if I could have made it or not. She stood beside me all the way, and was always a support. To have that kind of helpmate, you know, it's a best. Proverbs says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And I found a very good thing.
Yes. Brother. How many years now?
50. 50 and going.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Well,
when you live 50 years with the same woman, you found a good thing.
What did the doctor say when you told him you didn't need chemo?
I sent him an email, and he's never replied.
The one in Shan.
Shan. But I go to a oncologist here in Tallahassee twice a year. And I just, in fact, several weeks ago, I went to see him. And I asked him, I says, he's been an oncologist for over 25 years. I says, have you ever had another patient like me? And he thought for a minute, he says, one other, a woman. So, you know, to be in that profession for over 25 years and to have two patients, you know, who have survived a stage 4 lung cancer that had metastasized diagnosis, that's very rare. So, in fact, he said one time, he says, I should be paying you instead of you paying me. You know, when I go there and he checks me out, he gets encouraged because, of course, in that cancer center, there's so much death. So I feel like I'm a walking miracle here in the 21st century. Thank you, Jesus.
You are. You are. And we're just encouraging people, not that they have to do just what you did, But we want people to know that God still heals, and that He's designed our bodies to heal themselves. And I'm
That's
getting
right.
encouraged tonight, because I've still got a couple big healings that I'm in progress with, you know, believing. God's healed me of several things just this year. And we all need to encourage each other.
That's right. We do. You know, even when you go to the doctor for medical treatment, the doctors treat, but still it's God that heals, I believe. They treat and God heals.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of healing. Maybe it's a little different. But Freddie had the key.
So what are your
Seek
children?
After peace. Do I?
Right. What are your children say now that it's been 27 months?
Well, you know, we have two sons, but one's in heaven. So our son remaining here on earth, he lives over in Rwanda in Africa. And he's kind of, I think, he's not sure. He's kind of amazed, I believe, like a lot of my close family. They're still a kind of taken back. Here, Freddie has a word.
It's cute. Sometimes when some family or some friend that we haven't seen for a few weeks, they'll come over to me. The person will come over to me and kind of quietly say, "Well, how's Terry doing?" They won't ask him, but they'll, because they, you know, they're not sure what kind of answer they're going to get. But people are watching, and so it's been kind of fun, because you know, it's fun to see the Lord do things, and and you know, we rejoice with you with what you have spoken about that's happened in your body, and what is continuing to happen. And, you know, we're just agreeing with you that, in other words, God is the healer. We have the promises. By His stripes, we are healed. And that's for each one of us.
Right. And I believe the ground is level at the foot of the cross. And, you know, it's only by His death and shed blood that any of us are made worthy of anything. But we have His promises. He says He heals all our diseases and forgives all our sins. And I believe that's why I kind of questioned you and took you through this step by step, because I believe God never changes. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. But our stewardship of our body sometimes changes. I know sometimes I'm more diligent on the health. You know, I'll really get into the juicing and I'll leave off the sugar, and then other times, like especially this month, oh my goodness. But I know I don't feel as good when I eat the sugar. I can tell right away.
Yeah. Well, we try to do the best we can. We're none of us are perfect, and we all occasionally, you know, we slip. But the diet is, I think, so important to build your immune system up, so you know that cancer will never come back. It's like, you know, in the story Jesus told about, you know, about the person who he cast a demon out, you know, and he says, if you don't be careful, you know, that demon will come back and bring seven more stronger demons with him. So I don't want any more stronger cancers to come back and attack me. So I'm going to fill my system up through the diet. Freddie has a word.
Amen.
Carlotta, you know, on the diet, because I know people out there may be interested in knowing a little bit more. in our culture, we eat so many things. For example, canola oil is not in the cancer diets. They say stay away from the canola oil. You're better off going with coconut oil and olive oil and organic butters. Grass-fed butters, as opposed to margarines, and you know, that's just one example. And so much of our diet has the corn syrup, the fructose corn syrups. That I mean, that's just sugar. We're so accustomed to sugar. Our treat is a small square of like 86% dark chocolate. When we want a treat, that's our treat. Because it has very little sugar in it, and chocolate is good for you. And, so that's our splurge. Another product that our general practitioner told us to avoid, because in the Budwig diet, we use cottage cheese and we use yogurts. And oftentimes you will find a product in those, a thickener that's called carrageenan. And he said to not buy products that have that in it, because it's carcinogenic to our bodies. So but as I say, there's many resources on the internet for finding out. You know, Cancer Tutors is one that's good. Another thing that we have found out is that essential oils are good in healing the body.
Frankincense
is a very good essential oil for fighting cancer. So it's you know, God is the healer, but he gives us wisdom.
Amen.
And directs our path.
Right, because diet alone probably would not have done it. But your obedience
right.
to the Lord.
Right. And, you know, in each person, you know, each person, I can't say it enough. First of all, do not fight. In other words, fight fear, just fight it. And we all can go to a place of being afraid if we let ourselves. But fight it. He has given us, we are overcomers. And he lives in us so that we don't have to be afraid. So, anyway, here's Terry.
I wonder, now I want the listeners to know that Terry wasn't plump in the first place. You know, it wasn't that he did this diet just to lose weight or something, because he was fine when he started.
Oh,
and,
yes, yeah.
But I would say that I hear that a lot of toxins and all are stored in the fat. So I think when you lost that 25 pounds, you were also losing toxins that were stored in your body.
That's true. Yeah. I'm also going to have to, I'm having to buy new slacks too. So I can't hold my old slacks up. I lost about 2.5 inches off my waist. So yeah. So there are changes in life.
Yeah.
But like you say, I knew I was healed before I started the diet. I mean, when you have been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer that has spread to other parts of your body, you know, at that point, you know, just starting the diet is not enough. You need more
right.
than that. So,
right.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how rosy your complexion was. You just didn't look like you were at death's door at all. You didn't seem to feel like it. It's
no.
amazing how God
and,
is
you know, it's just,
healing you.
Yes. The oncologists, they don't understand the fact that I have never had any significant pain or discomfort in 2.5 years of that
right.
diagnosis. They don't know what to say. In fact, the oncologist here in Tallahassee told me, he says, Terry, your case file is a medical mystery.
Well, they knew that you had some symptoms at the very beginning, because when they took how much fluid, a gallon or whatever, off
about a gallon.
Your lung.
Yeah.
And you had symptoms.
That was the only, that was what, yeah. But once they removed the fluid, you know, I've had no discomfort or pain since that time.
Isn't that something? And because of the fluid, you found all this and even knew to pray about it. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I recognize that, you know, we lost a son to cancer many, many years ago. So, but all I know is it didn't shake our belief in the truth that God is good and that he's a healer. Why? You know, some people, in fact, I told her it's an irony. Today, I got two phone calls. My sister called. I had a cousin who just passed on to cancer today. And I had a high school classmate who's undergoing surgery for breast cancer. And so I just, you know, I thought the irony, you know, here before I share, you know, about what God has done for me, that just like it was the enemy trying to come in, you know, and discourage me. So I don't have all the answers, but I still know that God is good and that
God
he heals.
The answer.
Amen.
Well, we know God's the answer. And for those that just would still be wondering, well, you know, was Terry more worthy or was Freddie more worthy or, you know, did they somehow earn this? I would say readily that no one can earn it. No one can make themselves worthy. But I would say that they had a lifestyle of prayer to begin with, that they were not only, you know, in our prayer group there in Tallahassee, but, you know, going to the church on a regular basis to intercede there, and they just had a lifestyle of prayer. And that didn't keep him from getting sick in the first place. But, you know, when they asked Jesus, did this man sin? Did his parents sin? He said no. He said it was for the glory of God. And I would say this testimony has definitely been one for the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I want to do is to glorify him. Yeah. I believe the reason I'm alive today is that Psalms 118:17 is to continue to declare what the Lord has done in my life. That's why I'm alive.
Well, I'm going to say something that might embarrass you a little bit, but it's just so true. When I think of Terry and Freddie, if one word came to my mind, just one word, any attribute or characteristic, you know, other than loving the Lord, it would be humility. Because I have sat there for a couple years and in this home group, and a lot of people had a lot of things to say. Sometimes I agreed, sometimes I didn't. But one thing that really stood out about Terry and Freddie as fathers and mothers in the faith is the humility. You know, some people just can't resist the opportunity to trust somebody else or put them in their place. But there's a real beauty. The beauty of holiness, Andrew Murray said, was humility.
Thank you. You're kind. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
Carlotta, I'd like to reiterate something that you said just a few minutes ago. The scripture, I don't have the full scripture, but it keeps rolling up in me. God is no respecter of persons. If he has done it for one, he will do it for another. And as you say, it's nothing that we can earn. Jesus is the one that earned it for us. He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that hung on the cross. So we can appropriate it. And we can boldly take a hold of it because of the grace that he has given us, the grace that we can walk in the finished work of the cross, and in that is healing. One of the things that the cross includes is healing. And so we just have to, I almost think of it in terms of being greedy about it. In other words, what he has paid for and made available for us, we can grab it if we're willing to grab it.
Amen. Amen. I had to stress that, Freddie, because when I ask you all those questions, well, what did you do? You know, what did God ask you to do? I didn't want to give the impression to people that there's this gimmick or there's this formula. I believe that what you walked into was what should be the normal Christian life, one of believing God's promises and prayer and, being a good steward of your body and declaring the good works of the Lord and everything. And I'm believing that is equally available to all of us. We can all choose to be better stewards. words. We can all choose to be people of prayer and to believe the word and the promises. We can all do these things. It's not out of reach.
That's right. That's right. Now, I still believe the key in our process is, like Freddie said, is to seek after peace.
Prince of Peace.
Yes. I had a peace about not going back to the Shands Cancer Center. And I didn't have the fear. And I knew that had to be God, because, like I say, that kind of diagnosis should bring fear and even terror in most people's lives. And when it didn't in my life, I knew it had to be God. But there again, if some people may have peace by, when they have a diagnosis, by going through some medical treatment, whether it be chemo or radiation, but seek after peace and don't walk in fear. Amen. That's the keys.
Amen. Now, I'm going to say something that's a little bit medical. Again, it's not meant to help anybody make their decision, but I know that some people have strong feelings about the damage that chemo does to your body. So that's the reason I wanted to host this program tonight, was because, doctors, many doctors may not share that same opinion. They'll say it was definitely worth it. But I have, as the admission nurse of a large hospital in Atlanta, I've seen many people go through chemo and get weaker. And so that's why when I was listening to Terry pray about this decision, I said, I'll support you whichever way you'll go. Because like my first husband had just a belly full of cancer. You knew something was wrong. And his whole family stayed on him to go for chemo, but he was a pharmacist and he wasn't partial to drugs. I mean, if anything, being a pharmacist had turned him away from prescriptions. But he just continued along. Now, whether he was eating right, I don't want to go there. But it was only 2 weeks after he finally relented and went to the hospital and started chemo, and he was dead. He just wasn't strong enough to take it. And I've heard other people say that you have to have a certain amount of strength to even take it because it's so hard on your body. And all we're doing tonight, though, is we're glorifying the Lord, and we're saying we have to hear God's voice. You can't just listen to doctors alone. You have to listen to God's voice and see what God wants you to do. And he will
That's
listen
right.
to you. And you'll follow that peace, like they're saying. Just follow that peace. And don't let people badger you into doing something that doesn't line up with what God's telling you.
And remember, when you go to the doctor for chemo or whatever, if that's what your peace is, you remember that the doctors only treat, but God still heals.
That's right. Amen.
So God's
in
it.
I just wanted to ask tonight if anybody has a question or a comment or maybe a short testimony. We weren't going to invite you to take over the program and teach for an hour, but if anybody has a comment or, a short testimony, you can call 917-388-4683. 917-388-4683. And just push that number 1, and we'll know. We've got callers, but we don't have anybody that's pushed number 1. And it's a very sober subject, Also, if you do share something, I'd rather you didn't mention other people's names, whether it's positive or negative, on the radio with people hearing it from every nation, I think it's just better to speak for yourself, and not mention anybody else by name. I have this sense tonight that there's not going to be, a lot of feedback on this. It's a very personal issue, and we certainly can't really give you advice except eat right and be a good steward and love the Lord and pray and believe and follow your peace. I'll tell the phone number one more time. 917-388-4683. If you have something that you would like to, give the Lord a praise for, or a question, we might know something that we can say. Yeah, I don't see anything. I think between it being the Christmas season and the soberness of the subject, we've just about done what we came for, I believe. Did you have anything else, guys, that you wanted to share?
I think we've really covered it as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Do you have anything, Freddie?
Well, yeah. I've been wondering. Merry Christmas. I've been wanting to ask you these questions for a long time because I wondered, too, you know, what diet you had settled on and had never just really cornered you on it. But say that diet name one more time. What is it?
We eat this every morning. This is our breakfast. Budwig. B-U-D. B as in boy. U-D. W-I-G, and it's
okay.
Johanna Budwig, uh-huh, and basically we do the breakfast, which includes, I won't go into how you do it, because there's a lot of information on the internet about it, and that would make more sense if a person's interested.
Right, okay, well, let's all just covenant with the Lord to be good stewards, that we would be intimate with Christ in prayer, not only speaking and requesting, supplicating, but listening and journaling, and just really have that intimate relationship with Him, that we will be obedient to God in terms of our diet. Now, an area where I need to be more obedient is in terms of exercise. And so...
So do I.
Choose time. Let's choose tonight to be better stewards, to listen to God more, to be better in terms of obedience. And we are what we eat, but we are also what we speak. And to bring
Amen.
Our tongues to the altar and to speak health, to speak life, to speak honor to others. You know, we don't want to have ungodly attitudes toward others. The Lord says, if you say you love me but you hate your brother, the truth is not in you. And so
Amen.
Tonight we're just saying, let's be obedient and let Jesus Christ live in us and through us and as us to others. And especially at this season, we need to be aware of just letting Christ live through us to people that are in need. There are so many people that are lonely or depressed, that don't know Christ, or that have had just horrendous lives, and we don't have a clue. But we can choose to be Christ to others, His love to others, His power to others. Amen.
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 Okay,
so, a shalom
amen.
Peace to everyone. Everyone.
Here's one caller. Now, you guys can stay on if you want, or if you need to go, you can go. But let me see what this one caller would like. I'm going to call out the area code and ask you for your first name and your city or state. Area code 678, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name, please?
Elaine.
Elaine, how are you?
Yes. Hello.
Elaine.
Hey there.
Elaine is an old friend of ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm so excited to get this. It's a miracle. I just happened to find it tonight. This is truly live video.
You're
right?
Live on the air.
Live. Oh,
yes,
my
you're on the air.
We're in Cumming, Georgia, and I was just talking to a friend tonight at supper. We're in a retirement village, and they're going through breast cancer. She is. And it's going the natural way. And I told her tonight at supper that I was going to dig up Terry's old information from Facebook or somehow, his posts. And I just... If there's are y'all making a video of this or audio or what?
This is an audio and it'll be in the archives. So
okay.
Whatever you say will be heard by listeners forever and ever.
Oh, wonderful. So I can give this to my friends here in Cumming. I will do that.
Yes.
Which they are, Terry and Freddie have been friends for years, as he said. And, oh, such truth. I agree so wholeheartedly with the way he's, the way they trust the Lord and know that God has healed him. And we're so excited to, that he can share this with the world right now.
Amen.
So God bless you both.
Yeah.
Do you need prayer, Elaine?
You can Facebook us anytime, Elaine. Carlotta, this dear lady, she was very instrumental in our walk with the Lord. She was, we went to church with her with a small group. We were good Methodists together. And she was a very instrumental in our faith walk.
Oh,
so we love her and her husband both.
Well, you have been instrumental in ours, so it works both ways. The Bible study years ago together, it was a wonderful time, and just your growth and our growth. We're in the Baptist church here now, and just loving it. But we miss you all so much. We miss you up here. And that I really, you know, chemo is such a damage to the body. So I just, you know, was so determined to get Lynn to encourage her, my friend here, to go the natural route. So this will help. I'll just refer her to this website, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And,
okay. Or is it going to be a CD I could have or something like that? I don't know. But anyway, we'll talk later. But it's just, I just am so pleased that this is a God thing for me to pick up on this tonight of all times.
That's neat. Neat to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great to hear yours too. And you sound great. And, forever healed. Forever healed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you and Claude, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Oh, same to you. God bless you both and Andy and everyone. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Elaine, wait. Elaine, do you need prayer for anything?
Well, I always, Carlotta, always. Yes, yes.
I was just seeing this picture, Elaine. I was seeing the picture of like it. I was just seeing a picture in my spirit. It was like of John, 4:37 or 7:37. It's talking about a spring of living water springing up in you, and that's living water, that's Jesus. It's always springing up in you. It's always healing. It's always, you know, good for our spirit, soul, and body. But I just heard the Lord saying that you personally, Elaine, you have that spring of living water springing up in you that is such a refreshing to the body of Christ. It's that living water is just flowing out of you, just pouring out, and you're such a good steward of it, and it's a blessing to the Lord. And the more you're in the Word of God, the more it will flow in new and creative ways. And not to be amazed, not to be fearful, if you believe that you're hearing the voice of the Lord as well as the written Word, because you have that spring springing up in you. And it's the Lord's privilege to be that spring of living water through you to bring life and light and love to others. Amen.
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 Good word.
Oh, goodness. That's a good word. I need that encouragement because that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I want God to do through me, to reach others.
Because
we're in a kind of a lost area up here, in this new retirement village up here, and very few Christians that spirit-filled Christians. So I have a passion to reach out and, you know, just encourage and bring the love of Jesus to each one that I can. So I'm reaching out.
Did you say you're in Cumming?
Yes.
Well, this is a small world, Elaine, because in the 80s, I was a visiting nurse in Cumming, in surrounding areas. I've gone as far as Canton on my route. I was visiting in the Cumming area before there were any street signs, because, you know, they just say go to where the old schoolhouse used to be and turn right. And it was kind of like if you're not from around here, you don't need to know where it is. So we haven't put up street signs.
Oh my goodness. But, it's changed tremendously since then. That's just the 80s, you say, like 30 years ago?
In the 80s.
Wow.
Right. So I'm glad to be able to encourage you. And now you're still planting seeds in an area where I planted seeds in the 80s.
Yes. Oh, and it's an encouragement to me to continue that planting seeds. I will do that. With God's help, I'm going to be encouraged. And I thank you so much for your encouragement.
Amen.
And for Jesus, too.
Well, call back anytime. We do this program almost every Monday night. I've had a lot of trouble with my laptop tonight, and I'm beginning to wonder if I'm going to have to take it somewhere and get it nursed back to health itself. But almost every Monday night, we're right here.
Okay. And you're there in Tallahassee, is that right?
No, I'm actually way over here at the beach near Destin, Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter on the internet.
Area. Okay, your area code was not Tallahassee, so I wondered, and yet you know Terry and Betty, so a word gets around, and the communication is so wonderful now that God's word is getting all over the world, and we're excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the area code that you called in on, everybody, is 917. I believe that's New York, because this internet station is housed in New York. I mean, it's not like it's got a physical address, but it's in out of New York. So I'm not up there. I'm nice down here at the beach where it's in the 70s.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. It's December though, Carlotta. It's warmer there in the 70s. You mean temperatures, right?
Right. We had some 30s for two nights, and now we're back to the 60s and 70s again. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, we're getting used to a bit colder weather up here, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah.
Okay.
So God bless you.
Well, tell your friends that about 30 or 40 minutes after this program is over, it'll go into the archives. And they can go online, and they can hear you on the radio. They can hear this testimony, and it'll be in the archives forever. Okay?
Okay, I will do that. We'll do that. Are we going to sign in, log in, sign up?
No,
you
can just come back to the Crosswalk Talk radio page. We're part of Blog Talk Radio.com, and maybe Terry can email you the address, and you just click on that.
We'll do that. Yes.
A message. I'm not sure they've got my email, but message me on Facebook. Yeah, that's how I got.
Go, girl.
That's it. Okay.
Messenger.
A message. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Bless you.
God bless. Good night.
Now I want to tell everybody that's listening, this is like your last chance to call in at 917-388-4683, because you can hear it in the archives. Of course, you can't call in once it's in the archives. But we just are so glad you listened tonight. We want to give you encouragement that God is still healing. He has not changed. I wish that more people knew how to abide in Christ and how to walk in intimacy with Him and how to believe His word. But God has not changed. I believe we're coming into a season of creative miracles around the world. Around the world. Okay, here's another caller. All right. Area code 310, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's Patty in Los Angeles. And
welcome.
I just so appreciate hearing the testimony and the reminder that God heals everyone, but heals differently in different ways, and to listen to God. And I particularly took note, it spoke to me, of going to communion was so, they found so helpful. And so for me, I know that was God saying, go for communion a little more.
Amen. And some of us believe that we're two or more gathered together, there he is, and that we don't even have to be inside the church, but to each one as God leads him. I was trying to remember, Patty, did you, when you came out and visited, did you go to the home group with me in Tallahassee?
Yes, I did go to a home group.
Yes.
And
I don't remember if Carrie and Freddie were there that night.
Oh, my goodness. Then,
yes. We were there.
Wonderful.
You two have met.
Isn't all that just so extra for me? You know, just an extra encouragement from the Lord. And I do believe he calls us to come together. I think for me, when it says, call if you're ill, call the elders and pray, that's sometimes elders in your church in an apostolic way, but I think it's also those who are your elders who've had experience in a particular situation.
Mm-hmm. They're anointed for it.
We were at the same home group is a great blessing to me. It's very encouraging.
Yeah.
Well, what a small world that the Los Angeles caller has actually met Teddy and Terry and Freddie.
Yeah, that is neat. Patty, I would just encourage you that communion can be done in your home, even if there's nobody but you there. You can have communion with the Lord. And when we have communion, you know, in other words, the bread, the body, and the wine, the blood of Jesus, and what the Bible says about those two things, you know, we really remind ourselves and talk to the Lord about it. Wouldn't you say,
wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's scriptures that we read to each other, Lou and I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, that will be, that's a great encouragement to me. And I'm just sure that God wanted me to hear that word and to be doing that. So I am so encouraged that no matter what is going on, no matter what the immediate answer or the immediate manifestation in this world is, God's glory is there, his plan is there, and he will fulfill his promises. So thank you so much, and I hope that also was a great word for others listening tonight.
Amen. And you're already doing what I was going to say to you, Patty. I knew the Lord was saying to me, remind Patty that I have called her to encourage people to not only believe in a great awakening, but to believe that this is going to include a physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, restoration of all kinds, that this is going to be fantastic. This third great awakening is going to be bigger than anything we can imagine. That people are going to be coming to Christ. They're going to be seeking out people that they believe know the Lord and asking how they can know the Lord too. And it's just like all the things that we've dreamed of, that we're just on the very edge of it now. People are being encouraged right now that things can get better, you know, not only for them personally and in their church and in their family, but in the whole nation, that things can get
Absolutely.
Better. And God is going to keep
Yes.
encouraging people that He is working. And we need to encourage people, because some people think of Christians as just being messengers of doom and gloom and condemnation and judgment. But we need to be messengers of encouragement to turn to God, come back to God, or whatever you need, so that you won't be just observing this great awakening, but be a big part of it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just believe that God is healing everyone's soul, and healing them physically, and healing our nation, the soul of our nation, and our land.
Yes.
I can agree with that.
Yes.
So we just
Amen.
Keep so, those prayers. Because as you said
we're
earlier,
just forerunners. We're forerunners, like riding in with the flag saying freedom, healing, salvation, restoration.
And as you said,
Amen.
An important reminder to me is the power of your words. The power
mm-hmm.
of your words. That was a good reminder for me. So I'm very grateful
it was fresh
for the
on
program
my mind.
And for your sharing.
It's fresh on my mind, and I posted on Facebook again this weekend at the risk of hurting somebody's feelings, but it just never ceases to amaze me when I hear people constantly expecting the worst. You know, they're expecting the worst. They're expecting not to receive favor. They're expecting people to talk against them or to believe badly about them for no reason, and they're just speaking all of these things, whereas the Bible says, you know, to think on what's lovely and true and honest and good report. And of course, that means speak those things too. And so we not only need to speak healthy things over ourselves, but over everybody that we know, and believe the best, because 1 Corinthians 13 talks about, you know, love believes the best.
Right.
So to be
yes.
ambassadors of His love, we've got to start not only letting Christ live through us, but seeing Christ in other believers and expecting the best and speaking the best over them.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm
done
preaching.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you for calling, Patty.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it was good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes, yours too. It just really kind of gave me an extra little kick and put a smile on a bigger smile on my face. So thank you for sharing your testimony and, you know, just how God is weaving everything together for each of us, ordering our steps. It's really
Absolutely.
Miraculous.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Woohoo. Now, who would ever think at one out of two callers, or two out of two callers, actually
two out
knew
of two.
Our guest tonight. One knew that she knew the guest, but Patty, you know, I thought she probably won't make the connection unless I tell her, because that was two or three years ago. We have another caller. Now, if you all need to go, you can. But
this is fun.
Let's see if it's three out of three. pray for my computer. It's a little bit sluggish, and the circle's going round and round like it doesn't quite know if it can do this or not. Let's see if they can hear me. It's the button that I'm trying to unmute the caller with, and it's just circling. I don't know what my computer needs, but it needs something.
Hello?
Area code. 832, welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Elaine calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, another
Elaine. Oh, the other Elaine.
But I don't, yes, I don't know. So, I just wanted to comment very quickly. I just thank you. I'll remember that the doctors just treat, but God is the one that heals. And
yes.
That is something good for me to remember whenever, you know, I'm having conversations with other people, even in my own life. And thank you for the Budwig information. I'm going to definitely get online and look that up, because we do need to be good stewards of our body, you know, and be responsible
Amen.
For what we're putting into our body. And I just thank you. I just thank you for your encouragement. And I'm just glad to see a living work of God in, you know, where you're an example of what God can do and has done. So I just thank you.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. I like the success story. Thank you. That's encouraging.
Yes. It's good to be seen.
Or heard.
Yeah.
And heard.
Yes.
Well, you're not supposed to be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. A walking testimony of what the goodness of God.
Amen.
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 Elaine, I just saw a picture of you. And you had your own, like, personal rainbow over you. And I'm like, Lord, what's up with that? And the Lord's saying, Elaine, I would like you to be one that not only speaks and believes, but shares the promises of God with others. Share his promises so that when people see you, they think of the promises of God. Almost as if you had a rainbow over you, because it'll begin to click that they not only need to own a Bible or to occasionally look at a Bible, but really embrace and believe the promises of God, speak the promises of God, rely and trust in the promises of God. And so whether they have to take prescriptions or whether they do diet or exercise or whatever they do, that when they see you, when they hear your voice, they'll be reminded that that we stand on the promises of God. And that's where our faith is. Our trust is in that. It's not in doctors, although sometimes we have to go to a doctor. You know, it's not in what we can do in our own strength, but our trust is in the promises of God. And as you continue with that message to others, it's like you yourself are going to be the billboard and the reminder. They're going to go, oh, yeah, if I've been really standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Yes, that is good. Because it's whenever you see people that have more confidence in worldly things, you know, what the doctors can do or whatever, it's like, but what about the promise? You know, what about, you know, by his stripes we are healed? And so, yes, I received that word. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Elaine.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Well, I think probably most of the people listening to this, Terry and Freddie, need healing somewhere. And we just choose to believe tonight that Jesus has already paid the price for that healing, and that what we're really believing for is just for it to manifest.
Amen.
In some cases, maybe some were convicted, you know, that they're not cooperating with their healing as much as they could. I know I was convicted tonight. And I was thinking I would have to host this before all those Christmas goodies. I should have waited to after, but that's not godly. We need to cooperate.
Let me encourage
in our bodies.
Let me encourage you, Carlotta. You know, we do not become a prisoner of a diet.
Okay.
In other words, if you blow it, you don't come under condemnation.
Right.
Or if you're out someplace and somebody is serving something that may not be exactly what you might eat if you were at home, you know, you don't make a big deal out of it. You do. In other words, you don't have to be, what would you say, so caught up in it that
under
you're afraid, fear about it.
Yeah. No, I just have been overdoing it. It's not an occasional I've been overdoing it just in the last few days. Just in the last few days, I guess it's all the opportunities have increased. And tomorrow again, tomorrow, even though I was ordained back in 2000 there in Tallahassee, tomorrow I get ordained again at the Christian International Apostolic Network. So I'm going to be really excited. And I will try to honor the Lord with obedience. What's that?
We're going to have to come over and get prayer from you because you're going to be double ordained.
Double ordained. Well, it's the same. You know, I was ordained at the, I always get it mixed up, whether it was Christian Victory Fellowship or Victory Christian Fellowship there on Jim Lee Road in Tallahassee. But that pastor has, you know, gone on. He's not there anymore, and I don't really have the covering under him. And so Apostle Jane Hammond said, well, why don't we just go ahead and ordain you here at the home, you know, Christian International Church. I said, oh, wonderful. So that's tomorrow. And I believe that big things are happening. I was reading a prophetic word today about vindication coming about. I mean, almost every prophetic word that I've gotten lately has been very encouraging that we are, you know, moving forward, that what we have sown in the past is going to multiply and come up in a great harvest bigger than we can imagine. And I just believe that we're very, very fortunate to be alive at this time, that this is going to be a time of great awakening. And I'm just encouraging everyone that's listening to go to our website at nowfaith.tv and watch the videos there. It's a ministry training school by audio and video with written handouts and prayers. Go and get trained and equipped, because you're going to have so many more opportunities to share Christ and to make disciples, because people's hearts are opening. They're, you know, they're wondering, why did all the evangelicals come together this year? Why did even the Amish come out and vote? You know, what is it about God? And people's hearts are opening to God, and this is just the perfect time to go to nowfaith.tv and get training. And to learn how to pray, you can order our Restoration Prayer Ministry Manual 1. Learn how to pray restoration prayers for people, prodigals that are coming back, new people that are coming to the Lord, people that don't have a clue how to pray, and you can help them with those prayers. You can also go to crosswalklife.com. That's our original website, crosswalklife.com, and use the search box on our websites. And look up the areas where you would like to understand the word better, or you need healing, or you need freedom. And these websites have 200 or 300 articles on them each. So you'll be busy for a while, and God has answers for you. His word has answers for you. And I just want to thank Terry and Freddie for being with us tonight. We are so, so blessed. Amen.
We thank you for the opportunity to share. Yes, we're blessed.
And I hope that you'll become their friends on Facebook. So I think you've gathered by now. Terry is the husband that was healed, and Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-Y, is the wife. And so you can be their friends on Facebook and thank them for sharing. And also you can go to their page or my Facebook page. And please share this program so that it'll be in the archives in about 30 or 40 minutes so that other people can hear it too. That's the way you can sow seeds. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. I'm just going to play a worship song in closing. By Apostle Prophet Robert Gay, no other name.